Last time we finished the 10 comparisons that he had to the alchemist. We kept pointing out that the only way to really appreciate a lesson is by comparison. Because if there's no comparison, so it's abstract. You say, oh, the Baal Bitochon has this, he has that, he has Menuchas HaNefesh. But what does mean Menuchas HaNefesh? Well, you can compare it to the absence of Menuchas HaNefesh, and you see what a person has to go through without it, so you can appreciate it. So now we finished those 10 comparisons. And now, here comes for him too. Now that we finished the 10 comparisons, he's going to move on to discuss some of the benefits.
We're getting ready.
He said at the very beginning that one of the benefits in having bitochen on Hashem is binyan haTorah, is in terms of Torah. What does that mean? Ki habotech b'Hashem, on page 29. Ki habotech b'Hashem im hu bal momoin, yemayel lo hitzi chavis o elikim v'chavis b'nei odom mimamoinoi b'nefesh chafetz avurach medivo. A person who has bitochen in Hashem, if he has financial capability, he's going to quickly give out his chavis, whatever his responsibilities are, mechavis b'nei odom, and things that he be owed to people, b'mo'ina, which is also priyas bal chavis, also a mitzvah, b'nefesh chafetzo ruach nedivo, with a desirous nefesh and a very generous and giving spirit. Why? Because he's not concerned about the lack that he may have because he's giving out money because of the fact that he's a bal bitochon. So even though he may be giving out fortunes of money, it doesn't concern him because I have a rich father. I have endless funds in the bank. I have no limitation because I have bitochen in Hashem, which is really a very beautiful thing. I mean, Chazal say, the Gemara in Ksuba says, "Malach mamoinoi choser." If you wish to salt your money to preserve it, give it away. But not everybody is capable of salting so much money, you know, because I worry, maybe I won't have tomorrow, maybe this, maybe that, financial conditions, market conditions, who knows what could happen. The Baal Bitochon doesn't, no problem. I give generously, I give belayv sholem, I have no hesitation, I have no worry, because I know there's endless funds. And I rely on.
Why is there isn't there a concept of not to give too much? Also, like more than me, because the bitachon that shouldn't come into play.
I guess so. I mean, there is they made a takona. It's a takonas usha. They made a takona once that hamefazer al yefazer yoisim michoibish. They put a cap on it, not more than 20%. And the reason for that was is that a person shouldn't come. But it seems from the poiskim that if he's in a matzav where he has no concern about coming to that point, in other words, he has enough put away that he's not going to have to go shnor on the dovus, then such a person is allowed to give even beyond the chumash. That seems to be the push. It's complicated. It's a whole sugya. I once went through the whole thing. But that's the basic idea. The basic idea, they put a cap, because for most people, if they start giving and they don't have necessarily, a lot of money, of course, the Baal Bitochon overrides everything. Because if he has Bitochon, then Hashem will provide him. He has nothing to worry about. He, I guess, is talking to the real Baal Bitochon. I guess he's exempt even from this cap that they put on. That's what I would assume. V'meinenu bal momon, let's say he doesn't have much money. Yireh ki chesor hamomon teva mitevis hamok malach. Beautiful. He looks at the situation. I don't have money. I'd love to give stock. I'd love to do things. I don't have money. But he, the Baal Bitochon, sees that this is a good thing from Hashem. I don't have to worry about chayvus. So either way, the Baal Bitochon has such a look on life that no matter what happens, he's not worried about anything. If I have money and I give it away, I'm nothing to worry about. And if I don't have money, I don't worry about that, because now I'm free from all these obligations and it's all good because it's all from Hashem. It's a whole different attitude towards life if he has that bitochen. And also, he has much less tirdas in his heart to protect his money and to conduct himself. And how do I do? What do I do with my money? How do I make decisions? I don't have. It's also from Hashem. The Baal Bitochen has this attitude. You see, I think it's very, very important to point out. We've done it before, but I think at each stage of the game is very important. Because you could ask a question. If a person is a Baal Bitochen, so how come he doesn't have money? Right? He's a Baal Bitochen. I have Bitochen. So a Baal Bitochen gets what he wants. The teretz is that the concept of Bitochen starts not with Bitochen that I'm going to get what I want. It starts with Bitochen in the Chesed Hashem. David HaMelech said it very clearly in Kapitel Yud Gimel Bani, B'chastecho Botachti. I trusted in your Chesed. What does that mean? You created the world for Chesed. You conduct the world with Chesed. Everything you do is with Chesed. Kol ma'ad o'vrachmon l'tavo. But everything Hashem does is for the good. That's the way I look at life. Now, because of that, yogei libi b'shuasecho. So the Goyim learns from that. My heart will rejoice. I know I'm going to rejoice in the Yeshua. Yeshua means what I want. I want salvation. Whatever I want, I want to be saved. I want this. I want that. All the desires of my heart. In other words, it doesn't start with, oh, yeah, have bitoch, I'm going to have the desires of my heart. Not bitoch. How do you know? Maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe it's not the best thing for you. I have bitoch in the chesed Hashem, which means what? I know Hashem is all about chesed. That's all he is. That's all he does. That's the whole purpose which he created the world. There is nothing else. It's only chesed Hashem. I didn't start by relying on the Yeshua. I started by relying on the chesed. But now, but since I have bitochen in his chesed, my heart just tells me, there's something inside of me. It just like announces to me, he's going to take care of me. Because I'm so confident in him, everything he does chesed. And he knows how much I want whatever it is that I may want. That leads me to be confident that he's going to give it to me. So therefore, there's no contradiction here. Because if I don't have it, then I also know it was chesed. See, that's the advantage of the Baal Bitochen, that he can reach levels where he's sure he's going to have it. But if for any reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that it shouldn't be, or if for any reason he loses that level of Bitochen and doesn't get it for a moment or for a particular thing he wants, that's also okay because I know everything is chesed. If I trusted in the result, then if I don't get the result, I'm broken. But if I trust in the chesed, then if I don't get the result, I'm fine because I know everything is chesed. And we know this too. There are so many times in life where we think it has to be this. I want it to be this. It must be this. I need this. And we find out that we didn't get that. We got much more and much better. And had we gotten that, who knows what kind of service we would have had. Okay. And then he goes on. He says about one of the Hasidim, he says, Hashem should save me from this pizur hanefesh, means like a scattering spread out of the soul. Like I'm all over the place. I'm all tumult. You know, I'm tzifloigin. Right? Hashem should save me from tzifloiginkeit. So what is this? Maze pizur hanefesh. What does this mean? It says, Omar sheyia lo momon beroish kol no'or uberoish kol kirio. He says, he has money in every city, in every development. Wherever there's anything to be invested in, he's invested all of it. That's a piece of what? How do I keep track of it? What do I know? What do I know? So maybe somebody's stealing from me. Maybe something is. Maybe something's going wrong. Too much. It's overwhelming. Maybe he brings that at the end. So we'll see. So we say, Hashem should save me from this piece right now. You have more chosim, you have more daigim. What is true Ashirus? One who rejoices in his chelik and what he has. And this is basically what he's saying to follow. In other words, if I have bitochen in Hashem, then my attitude towards life is completely different because I'm always calm. Hashem will always take care of me. And even when I don't have the things that most people have or many people would want or I would even want, my attitude is, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. And Mamela, since I have bitochen in the chesed Hashem, I say, wow, look, I didn't get all this money. I didn't make all this success. But Hashem saved me from Pizur HaNefesh. I don't have to worry about investments all over the world. I don't have to worry about, you know the Taich, I think it's a Taich is the first brocha, the Birchas Koyanim. Yivorechacha Hashem b'momoyin. V'yishmorecho, that nobody should steal it from you. We need a special brocha from the Kohanim. You know, moment is a good thing to have, but you also need a special brocha. No one should steal it. It's a big daiga, right? You have money, you don't know. You have nothing, nothing to lose. You know, and so give out this, that, the other thing. So the Baal Bitochen sees the good in everything, and that's really the trick, because he knows that I'm not trusting Hashem to give me what I want. I'm trusting Hashem's chesed. Memela, I feel that he's going to give me what I want. And if he doesn't give me what I want, since I trusted in his chesed, nothing lost, because it's all chesed. That's the Baal Bitochen. And the truth of the matter is, it's really simple to understand, because you can't have Bitochen unless you appreciate Hashem's chesed. And once you appreciate the intensity and the extent and the massiveness of his chesed, then nothing, everything's chesed. That's all, nothing to worry about. And it's a whole different lifestyle.
But I think that the point that the Rav needs to make is making it based on what the Chazal is saying, but it's not totally the moment. I mean, to realize Hashem's chesed is separate and apart from whether you have more or you have less.
That's right.
As a prerequisite. I mean, to judge how much chesed Hashem ought to bestow upon you is not totally in what's called mama. So the approach to mama, whether you have more or less, comes out of your bachlovos, where you have so much more to give out, or you don't have anything to give out, but it's not totally your betachon or emunah has nothing to do with money itself.
That's right. Either way, it's chesed. I realize that it's such a life altering concept. I'm constantly reliant on Hashem's chesed. So everything's chesed. This happened. This didn't happen. It's all chesed. I wanted this to happen. Something else happened. That's chesed. It also helps when with tefillah. You know, one of the things that I hear a lot from people is tefillah. Yeah, I davened so much and it didn't happen. But if a person is so confident in the chesed Hashem and say, something happened, something more happened, something better happened. Who knows what's in the process of happening? You know, the Chazal says tefillah is a machzor. Tefillah always accomplishes something. But we don't always accomplish what we see. There was a famous story, I just happened to say it over today in a different context, that the early days of the Ponovich Yeshiva, two kibbutznikim from a Shomer HaTzair kibbutz come to Ponovich. We want to learn the Yeshiva. The Ponovich didn't know what to make of it. Who knows how they must have been dressed, what they must have looked like. You know, Shomer HaTzair was the worst of mamish, the apikursim there. They didn't believe in anything. So he ran to the Chazon Ish. I said, what do I do? What's going on here? So Chazon Ish told him, he says, they must have had grandparents or maybe great-grandparents that were mispallel that their children should go off the Richtige Derech. And their tefillahs weren't accepted. And they went off. Their parents, but the tefillahs never wasted. And Hashem guarded and protected those tefillahs. And now, two generations, these tefillahs are now what's bringing these children back, even though B'shas Maisa, the tefillah wasn't mekubal. So if a person's focus is all chesed, then the disappointment of tefillah, there's no disappointment. You know the famous story. What was the famous story? Such a beautiful story. Probably everyone knows it. But this kid, there were two kids that were during recess. The Rebbe noticed that they're sitting in the schoolyard and they're saying tilim. And I was sitting there saying, Tilim, playing at this. Says his mother is about to have a baby, supposed to have a baby, and they're davening that it should be, for that the cheshbon, it should be a girl. It should be a boy. It should be a girl. I forgot she had, what? A boy. She had a lot of girls, it should be a boy. Fine. And his friend is davening with him also. Fine. And then the next 3 days, this goes on. And then finally, the next few weeks, a week later, whatever, the mother has a baby, it's a girl. So the kid who had the girl's sister sees this little sister. He's very happy, he has a little sister, you know, very good. The other one is so tzibroch and so angry. And look what Hashem, we davened so hard and we're children, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't have any kindness on the tefillahs of children. And There's nothing to be makatrig. He couldn't handle it. It was oismetch. 20 years later, at a Sheva Brochus, a Rebbe is telling this story. And he says, the Chosin and Kala today is this little girl that was born, and his friend who was so disappointed that it was a girl instead of a boy. At 20, whatever, 25 years, who knows? If we're makir that everything is chesed, then we live in a different world. We have a different existence. Okay, let's continue.
Shai's not here. I'm going to have to ask a question.
What? What?
I'm going to have to ask a question. Shai's
here. What's that? Oh.
Shai's here.
Okay.
No, why did you, in both of the previous two paragraphs, it makes it sound like that a person who has a lot of money, he's not going to be able to use bitachon to overcome that admas nefesh from the pizza ramon. He's going to be overwhelmed by the investments that he has, and he's not going to be able to overcome. Why can't he overcome that? Scatteredness with bitachon.
No, who says that he won't?
Why does it say maybe if you have a lot of money, but you also have bitachon, you won't pay for it?
No, but he's saying that. What? No, but he's saying that.
He invests himself in his pizza nefesh with everything that he does. And that makes him so scattered, therefore he has no controls, and he loses himself.
That's only if you have that mentality of pizza nefesh. But if you have a lot of money and a lot of investments, but you don't have the mentality, you'll be okay.
Well, then you're not affected by what you have. But the more you have less, as long as you don't invest.
What about the Chazal? It says
I think what he means is follows. The person who has the money, he could have this pizza and nefesh, or he could through his bitachon be calm. The one who doesn't emphasizes the chesed that I don't have the pizza and nefesh now, and if I had the money, I might have the pizza and nefesh. So everybody sees the positive of the situation. In other words, that's the trick. The trick is to be able to see positive on both sides. If I have the money, so the one who has the money says, okay, I have the money, everything is fine, I don't have to worry. And he can control pizra and nefesh with bitochen too. But that's what he may or may not. But the other guy says, well, I don't have the money. So now what do I have? Well, at least I don't have to worry about pizra and nefesh. This guy has to worry about it. Maybe his bitachon will help. Maybe not. You know, not every one thing we have to remember that we see from all over. Bitachon is not a constant. It goes up and down. It changes by the day. It changes by the hour. It changes by situation. I woke up this morning. I was a big Baal Bitachon. I got some terrible news in my business, and all of a sudden, I'm not such Baal Bitachon. Then I remember, what am I getting all upset about? After Bitachon Hashem, I become a bigger Baal Bitachon. It's a constant battle. This we find everyone. The Ovis went through this. Gedolei Olam went through this. Everybody. It's constantly. The Chofetz Chaim writes, I've mentioned this many times, Kefi Godel HaBitachon, Kach Godel HaSlocha. It's not all or nothing. It's measured. You have a certain amount of bitachon, you have a certain amount of aslocha, you have more. And it's a constant battle. It's a constant battle. What are we doing here? We're trying to strengthen. So we grow more. And there's two things that strengthen bitachon. One is when Hashem showers us with chesed, we recognize the chesed Hashem. But sometimes that weakens the bitachon because I'm not in need anymore. So I let up a little bit. And then all of a sudden, When I need, then I'm right back where I started from. So it's sometimes fear brings to bitachon, sometimes need brings to bitachon, sometimes fear and need can overwhelm and interferes with the bitachon, and I have to rise above it. It's a battle. This whole, what are we doing this for? The reason we're doing this is because we want to learn how to do the battle, and we're engaging in the battle right now. We're preparing ourselves for the battle. We're reevaluating our battle strategy. You know, what do you mean? Look, we just learned yesterday. Hey, take it easy. That's good. What do you mean that's good? Everything is good. I think that's it. So the Baal Bitachon finds in the lack of his money or his nechosim, he finds a blessing too.
It's a strategy that's not logical.
What?
It's
logical in the sense that
Hashem runs everything.
Yeah, and I could possibly.
Why do I need any svara for? I know, we, like you said before, we can really bote in Hashem's chesed. So what do I need a svara for that if I was wealthy, I'd be worried about the money?
Because it depends how you're affected. It's the guy who's wealthy is affected. Marvin Chas Marvin.
No, but
the guy who has no money, he's could be affected about the worry. How will I get money?
No, but if you have something in a chassan, then you have a chov, what to do with those chassan. And the goal of having something in a chassan so much is to do what a shluch wants from you. When you don't have all that mitzvahs and chassan, and you're now limited, so now you're thankful that I don't have this burden of this goal, what to do with all the chassan. Now, so you have to decide what you're going to do in your circumstance. Either you're going to look at it as you're lacking, or you're going to look at it as you have too much, or you're going to look at it as it's all with a purpose. So you can have a lot, but the pizor nefesh is a horrible situation.
That's what Pastor said. Isn't this talking about the bitachon that you need?
What?
I thought this paragraph was just talking about when you don't have bitachon, proper bitachon, then more money could be a distraction. But if you have bitachon, then nothing's a distraction.
No, but he's talking about the person who doesn't have. No.
So you have bitachon is not a pizor nefesh because
but here he's talking about the person who doesn't have. And then he continues. He's talking about the person who doesn't have.
Right. So what's the problem?
No, it's the person who doesn't have tells himself, I see there's things I'd like to do. I'd like to give more stock. I'd like to help more people. I'd like to buy more things. I'd like to do. Give my family. But you know something? He's always looking at the positive side. That's the point. The point about Bitochen is always look at the positive side. Why? Not because he's optimistic, but because he knows everything Hashem does is chesed. Memela, I'm looking to see the chesed in whatever Hashem does. I think, but there's another thing I think to point out in terms of your point. This is what he's writing here is also to convince us about the importance and the benefits of bitochen. This is not only how to develop the bitochen, but it's also, hey guys, it pays. You know, if you have the money, you'll have more bitochen, you'll do things better. If you don't have, you'll find the good in that too. And it's to give us an incentive to develop that bitochen. That's because when you see benefits brings incentive. This is something I'm very disturbed by a lot of things. I heard something recently, also someone speaking. Everybody has to know the benefits that we get. We just read it in this parsha. Oh, that's right. We just read this parsha. Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, it's time to leave Lohan to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So Yaakov is going to tell his wives. What does he tell them? The first thing he tells them, you know, your father's not with me like it used to be. Things are not going so well. What do we have over here? There's nothing here for us. And Hashem told me we should leave. So Rabag points out, he says, if you want to get your household people to do things, don't force them. First, let them discover, let them know, and let them be awakened to the need to go because they understand the benefits. And then you tell them that Hashem said so. And then they'll do it for both reasons. The Imois will do it for both. But the Imois could have been affected. If Yaakov Avinu just came to them and said, hey, Hashem says, let's get out of here, it wouldn't have been the same. What do you mean? Where are we going? With my father, we're here, we're comfortable. Where are we going to go travel? Whatever that. Even Imois with the Tzibur Hashem, everybody has to know the benefits. So that's what he's doing. He's telling us benefits. We find the same thing by Avraham Avinu, by the Bris Milah. The Ralbag over there says if you wish to convince a loved one to do something that's painful and bizarre, betzaru muzar, don't tell him what it is. First tell him what he's going to get from it, the benefits. And then the cheshek for the benefits will make it easier for him to do. Where do we learn this from? From Avraham Avinu. Hashem did not tell Avraham Avinu that there's a knife involved in this covenant that he's making with him until first he told him you're going to have Eretz Yisrael and nations are going to come. And only then did he say, hey, here's a knife. You got to do an operation. And everybody's human. Everybody needs to know the benefits. Yeah, we need that. And so he's convincing. He says, listen, Rabbi Yisai, work on your bitochen. Look at the benefits. You're going to have a different quality of life. Let's see if we can cut just one more little paragraph, whatever they're called. Then he goes back to this point, I think, that you made. He says, the Batech Bashem will get the Toelis of Momon, Ritzoin Elema Parnasosoi, he'll get his Parnasosoi, the Timon Mimeno Tiros HaMachshova, Shobal HaMomon, Vasmodas Tagosoloi. He says, this person who's a Baal Bitochen will eventually be able to get that which he needs, or at least his parnosa. I don't know if he's talking about Ashiros, but he will get his parnosa. And but because it's about bitochen, the simna mimenu tirda samachshova shel bal hamom v'asmodas tagoso, it will be withheld from him the tirda of all these machshovas and the all the worrying about the daigis and this, because he has it bitochen. So the bal bitochen will eventually get that which he wants, but he'll get it without the daiga. And it almost seems that there has to be a process. In other words, if I get something without the bitochen, so then there's the daiga. They have to start working on the daiga, and sometimes that's hard. But if he starts with the bal bitochen, so Hashem will give me what I want. But in the meantime, my whole mindset has been nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. I don't have it now. I'm not worried. He's going to give me? Very good. Avada good. But it's all a different mindset, because I'm constantly relying on Hashem's chesed. Then he brings a pasuk, "Mesuka shnasa oivid imaat v'imhar beyoichal." He says, "One who is who's an oivid eved Hashem," and then I guess referring to the Baal Bitochen, he has it easy, sweet. V'hasova le'osher einenu maniach l'olisha. But sometimes the satiation that the wealthy person has doesn't let him sleep at night. You know, again, marben achosim, marben the guy daiges. Sometimes the more we have, the more we worry.